And what we're about to do now is brought to you by
American Leak Detection, Shoopy.
Thank you, Shoopy.
No problem, Shoopy.
Well, on our phone now.
Wait, we got to play the audio first. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we talked about 90 seconds ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has a short memory.
I thought you weren't going to play.
No, you're doing great.
Okay. All right, listen to a little bit of this clip, which hit the internet a couple days ago and caused such a sensation, especially around this part of the world and especially on this show.
Because this man who we're getting ready to talk to is extolling the greatness, or what he thinks is the greatness, of the Knox City Greyhounds, the home of one Dan Paul Bayless. And this thing went viral about, less than 48 hours ago. So here he is. Go Greyhounds.
This is a shout-out, to the Knox City Greyhounds, the most dominant physical force in our district today, in high school football today, in Texas football today. No one's bigger, no one's greater, no one is better than guys like Austin Valmont, Blake Jones, Brandon York, Ryan Lidsma, Kyle Harrington, DJ Moore, Jarek Wild, Tyler Eden, Heath Welch, Ty Breggersmith. That's right. And it absolutely right. The Knox City Greyhounds is going to get on that field. Get on that turf. It doesn't matter what turf we're on. It doesn't matter what turf we go to. Either it is our home turf or someone else's home turf. When we step on that field this season, we are going to absolutely, beyond doubt, we are going to dominate.
Right.
Annihilate.
There you go. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. I think we would all have to agree that's a very, very enthusiastic football fan of the Knox City Greyhounds.
Yes.
And on our phone now, we are joined by that man himself, the great Chad McGee, Knox City Greyhounds fan number one. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going, guys? How's it rolling?
How are you?
I'm good.
Now,
how's
Chad,
it going?
It's going good, Chad. Now, look, this thing has literally blown up. It's blown up around here because our producer, the guy that you talked to on the phone, Danny, mm-hmm. is a Knox City High School graduate, member of the state championship football team. And so we always assumed that Danny would be the most famous guy to ever come out of Knox City, but you are getting ready to usurp that title because
it's already done.
Of your video and the fact that you're being chased down by all these late night talk shows. What prompted this in the first place, and why are you such a huge fan of Knox City?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Knox City because, you know, me and my mother, Sylvia Jo McGee, moved down here back in 1999. And, you know, I'm originally from Haskell, you know, a Haskell Indian. And
Where's that at?
Oh, it's
about 22 miles.
About 30 miles away from out of town, really.
Okay.
Give or take, you know, a few extra miles or whatnot. But anyway, when me and my mother moved out here in 1999, the big talk, you know, because, you know, high school football in a small community town is always big, you know, it's always majorly huge. And I tell you, I see these guys all the time, you know, at my church, you know, they're a part of our youth group. And I see them working out, jogging, running. I mean, these guys are very determined, very dedicated, and very focused on this upcoming season, you know, which is literally about to start. And I tell you, I got it in my gut feeling that they're going to go all the way to the absolute, as far as you can go in high school football, you know, the state championship. I mean, it is ours to grab. It is ours to own.
So
I believe we're going to do that.
So you were so fired up about this that you decided you'd set up the camera and make a YouTube video extolling the greatness of the Greyhounds, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, my main motivation or my main goal for that is to, you know, to boost up the team, boost up the morale, you know, really pump them up, get them even more ready, more fired up, more focused, you know, on this upcoming season. I mean, I hope I achieve. I know I achieved that goal because I talked to these homeboys today, and I tell you, they are absolutely fired up. You know, one of them actually told me today that he played it like 15 times, and he played the audio at least 20 more times, and he started hitting things around the house, you know. I mean, he's absolutely fired up.
So have they had any games yet this year?
The scrimmages so far.
I was wrong. Now, last week, didn't they beat either Paducah? Was it Paducah? Last week they did win. They did not get beat 70-3, as I had been told. That was that was misinformation. They won last week, and then they played last night, I believe, correct?
Right, yes, sir. They played last night, and I'm not sure of the score, but I do know we did very, very well.
Did you go to the game?
Well, I talked to Coach Steele today, and along with the guys and the mayor, and they said that they did very, very good. I mean, I'm very proud of these guys. I mean, I really hope I lit a fire underneath their butts and really, you know, motivated them even more this season. I mean, one thing that really led me up to making this video is that I am such a huge, incredibly huge high school football fan, especially of our boys and our district. And I am just absolutely just fired up, as you obviously can tell in that video. I'm like, we are going to go all the way. And I wanted to show my support, show my love, and show my team spirit, I guess you can say.
So did you go to the game last night?
No, it was out of town. To be honest with you, I was overwhelmed with all this publicity, quite honestly. I mean, when I left the house to see my mother yesterday morning, that video literally had 1,433 like views.
Uh-huh.
When I got home around 6 o'clock, it was well over 30,000.
You're at 61,000 right now.
Whoa!
And I guarantee you, that's going to probably be tenfold by the end of next week.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Now, how old are you, Chad?
36.
36. And what do you do for a living?
Well, what I do for a living is I do all sorts of things. I make videos. I make all sorts of things. I'm very creative, and I'm able to make custom-made wrestling belts, and I'm very active with my church and with my church's community and things of that nature. But as far as job goes, that's basically my convert video cassettes, you know, the old VHS formats.
Right.
I can, you know, convert that in my computer, like say someone's wedding video or anniversary or something to that nature.
You
and
put
I can
the
convert
DVD.
It on the DVD. You know, I've been doing that as of late, and it's just multiple things. You
know, find that to be a Do you find that to be a pretty lucrative business out there in Knox City?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm getting all kinds of, you know, businesses. You know, I mow lawns, I do all sorts of things. You know,
like
whatever.
Me,
huh?
Right.
Yeah, and just as we speak right now, I'm currently watering my church, watering the lawn down there, and really, that's been a challenge for me, you know, to get the church's lawn as green as and looking beautiful as it is.
Hard to do this time of year, isn't it, Chad?
Very. I mean, and I was really planning on doing a whole lot of mowing jobs this year, but unfortunately, Mother Nature did not help in that department.
Now, Chad, be honest with us here. As I said before, Danny, our producer, in our eyes, is the number one Knox City celebrity of all time. Have you ever heard of Danny Bayless and The Ticket before?
Be honest with you, I've never even I have not heard of that name before until this publicity hit. You know, until this publicity hit, I didn't have any. Since I'm from Knox City, my brother is from Dallas, and he never you know, talks about what, you know, entertainment or anything that goes on in Dallas and whatnot. I'm just stuck here in the boonies, really. You know.
Whoa!
You know, so I have never even heard of the ticket, you know. Like, when I got first notification, I'm like, what? I'm going to be on the what? Oh, you're going to give me a ticket? No, silly, you're going to be on the ticket. What? What? Okay, I got you now.
All right, this is Chad McGee of Knox City. He is Knox City Greyhounds fan number one. He is the guy who did the video that is sweeping the nation.
Yes, you can look it up on YouTube. Just do a search for shout out to the Knox City Greyhounds.
And when you do, you will be one of how many? 61,000 plus?
Yes, 61,000 as we speak now, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
It's pretty awesome, Shuby.
Chad, so when you go to these football games, these six-man football games, how many people typically show up for them? Like Knox City fans will be in attendance.
Oh, we packed it, man. We packed those stands until those full stands are literally cannot hold any more people.
Any hot bitches?
This small community, when football season rolls around, baby, I guarantee you, we are pumped, we are hyped. I mean, we are absolutely excited, you know. Sadly, we don't got much
bottom
to, you know, care about or be excited about. So when football season rolls around, I mean, Katie barred the door. Here we come, baby.
Now, do you think everybody up there is going to be gravitating around you with all this?
Yeah,
now you are known as the number one Knox City fan?
I'm sure everyone's going to be asking for my autograph, for pictures, all sorts. I'm going to be wearing a jersey now. You know, I just normally go in regular clothes or whatnot, but now I'm going to be going in a jersey, you know, and I'm hoping I'll not be in the stands, but right there on the sideline, you know, rooting these guys on.
Well, I think that'd be a nice gesture. On your part, you know, for you pumping up the school, you probably should be down there, maybe with a headset on or something. Now,
right, you know, just walking the sideline back and forth, you know, and giving my support, you know, trying to pump these guys up. Of course, I don't want to pump them up too much, you know. I don't want them hurting themselves or anything. But you know, I just want to boost them up until they just ready to get out there and just dominate the game,
slaughter
them. So when I say things like we're going to dominate, annihilate, assassinate, you know, basically what I'm trying to say there is that I'm saying our boys are focused and we're going to dominate, annihilate, you know. The game, you know, not the players, you know, the game, you know. We're going to dominate the game, and we're going to go all the way
surely.
To the state championship.
Surely. Now, let me ask you, Chad, are you finding yourself with woman these days? Do you have a girlfriend or wife or anything like that?
Be quite frankly honest with you, I'm not exactly at the moment, but I won't be surprised if I get all kinds of women knocking on my door now. Hey, I heard your celebrity status. You single? Want a date here?
You let me pet your 4-H prize winning pig?
Now, what does your shirt say? What kind of shirt is that you're wearing? That sleeveless shirt that you got on in the video. What shirt is that?
The black one. It's a Harley Davidson shirt.
Oh, it's a Harley Davidson shirt. Okay, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell.
Are you a Harley Davidson?
I got a vinyl shirt over that, you know. But the black one, the sleeveless and without a neck, you know, that's a Harley Davidson shirt. You can't barely see it, but there's a motorcycle on the front there, you know.
Yeah.
You know? Now, did you play high school football?
No, but I had a chance. But for whatever reason, I guess the coaches didn't see any potential in me or something, which was their dumb mistake. You know, and they just didn't, you know, want me on, or didn't accept me, basically, you know. And I wasn't as muscular, as pumped up, you know, muscle-wise as I am now.
Right. Well, how big are you now?
Oh, wow. I mean, I got arms almost like Hulk Hogan.
How tall are you?
How tall?
Yeah.
Good question. Oh, not to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Do you like trying new snacks?
Wait, Chad.
You don't know how tall you are?
You don't know how tall you are?
About, you know.
6'1"?
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
How much you weigh?
I'm going to go, oh, jeez. You had to ask that. About a little over...
Three?
301.
Yeah, 301.
301. Right on the nose.
All right.
Around about 301. I'm really working out and exercising and losing a lot of weight. So I say around 301 because I probably have lost a lot more than that since the last time I weighed myself.
You're doing great.
You know, when you're trying to lose weight, you want to try to stay away from the scale, but then again, you're kind of, you know, interested in knowing how much you have lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of scared, you know, you look on there like, I hadn't lost a damn inch. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Well, Chad,
I'm sure I've lost. I mean, I'm fitting in the clothes better, so I'm sure I've lost.
Do you like your car?
Huh?
Do you have a car?
Do you like your car?
No, I got a bike.
I would save a little gas.
I'm the guy that rides the bike all the time.
Well, that's good for your exercise and your bottom.
Very exercise.
Yeah, it gets that heart rate up.
And I put the miles on that bad boy, mm-hmm. too, believe me.
It'll help your
quads,
too.
Now you're uncircumcised.
Stop it.
All right, well, Chad, listen, we really appreciate the time. Your video is, it's captured America's minds and hearts and
spirits
as well. And we love what you're doing out there with Knox City, so just keep it going and keep it on the ticket when you're in town.
Oh, yeah, you know I will.
Good luck.
Absolutely.
Bottom.
Because the ticket is where you got to go. The ticket is the place, and the ticket is the place. Absolutely, 100%, all the time. Who hands you the ticket? Because they're badass. You know, ticket.
Okay.
All right. Very good, Chad. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate the visit.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Go Greyhounds.
Yeah.
Greyhounds.
Go Hounds. Go Big Red.
All the way to the state championship.
Cue the horse.
All the way.
All right, there he is, Chad McGee, Knox City Greyhound fan number one.
Please watch the video.
Showing us why.
You have to see the video.
Yeah, you do. This is a story much better told if you see it first, if you have the visual end squared away.
I hope he ends up on Tosh.0.
Boy, I do too.
I want that in my life.
All right, I want community quick hits in mine.
Oh, boy. I don't know how to follow that. I really don't. But let's start off by saying this is a big weekend for you shoppers out there in Texas. We'll explain why. Thank you, Chad.
He's still there.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS mothership, this is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents Corona Fight Night, our sweltering, welter-waiting Midsummer Night Slugfest. Next Thursday night at the Village Country Club. Take the Caruth Haven exit off 75 Central. The Hardline is live beginning at 3, and the P1 fights start at 5:30. We've taken names. Now, we'll see whose ass gets kicked. Between the Bean...